doctors push back on the right to try experimental treatments by Alexandra Cifferlin. No one wants to argue against giving potentially beneficial drugs to people who need them. But not everyone in the medical community is convinced that a national right-to-try policy, which would allow people with fatal illnesses to have access to drugs not yet approved by federal authorities, will make life better for patients. Such laws have already passed in dozens of states, and the Senate passed a version of the federal bill in August. Now, as the House of Representatives weighs a bill on the matter, a proposal that President Donald Trump lauded in his January 30th State of the Union address, doctors and medical ethicists are sounding an alarm. For a drug to be approved for use in the U.S., it must undergo several rounds of clinical testing. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the agency that oversees that approval process, does have a system in place for getting unapproved drugs to people who need them, often referred to as compassionate use or expanded access.